But first, the Cowboys win big on Saturday night, preseason game number 3, 34-0 over the Texans. And joining us now to talk about winning the Governor's Cup is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Well, thank you, and it is, and you are. And we will, but you don't. And, of course, I'm smiling, but not. You are. Isn't that we are ain't today with you positively.
Could you decode that, George?
Yeah, he's just saying good morning to us.
Good morning to you is what I'd say. Good
right.
morning to you. And it is. We do.
It's a good morning. Yeah.
We do. It is. Are you?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, good.
And,
it was a good game. We won that game. We're very pleased to have gotten a victory in the game. And I thought Taco played well. What'd you think about him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's starting to look like he may be a player.
Taco played so well in that second quarter. I call that the Taco period.
Okay. They're second quarters quarter. More than
yeah,
well,
more
the taco
than period.
Called a period.
Yeah,
but it was a period of time, and it was the taco period of time.
Okay,
you ever heard of a taco period, Jordan?
Well, the Stars had a promotion, I think, that they called that. Yeah,
the who?
The Dallas Stars or the hockey team here?
I don't recognize them. There's only one team in this metroplex, and that's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Dak played well. Smooth chocolate. Smooth chocolate.
You love Dak.
You look pretty smooth.
Love Dak because he proves that you can play while trying to work out a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to
That's
do
right.
the holdout business.
Yeah. Speaking of which, are you getting close with Zeke, or were you about to end the holdout?
Zeke who? Let me be clear. Iron that right. Iron that right.
We understand, yeah.
I earned that right. No, we're I think we're close on that Zeke thing. We're about about $50 million apart. You think that's close?
No, it doesn't sound very close.
I tell you, under all that ridiculous facial hair, sure is a pile of business stupid on Zeke Elliott. We offered to make him the second highest paid running back in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't good enough.
Why are you saying that out of the corner of your mouth?
I don't know. I just got to talk all conspiratorial.
Well, maybe it's about the guaranteed money. Maybe that's he just wants some more guaranteed money.
I think he's just dumb. I think he just wants to, no matter what we propose, no matter how fair it is, he's just determined to think that it's not fair. And he just keeps stringing this thing out. And I'm telling you, I'm starting to think that lightning will strike a PGA event before we work out a deal with Zeke.
Well, yeah, that kind of happened.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't follow the news. You know, to be honest, we don't need Zeke. We've got Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard.
He looks pretty good. He's a rookie, but he looks good.
T-Paul. Yes. And Darius Jackson.
Yeah.
We got the butler, Alfred Morris.
Right.
It's going to sound like a butler name.
Yeah.
And, of course, our great Asian running back, Jordan Chun.
Yeah, I don't know if he's really Asian, but, yeah, he looks pretty good.
We got enough running backs to run the wishbone now. You'd probably like that, wouldn't you, non-George? You're a big OU fan.
I would love to see the wishbone, yes.
That's right. I think maybe I just need to send Roosevelt over on the Zeke's little condo down there in Cabo or wherever he is and get this thing worked out real quick, like with our own brand of Roosevelt justice.
Oh, man.
Roosevelt can make things happen.
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
Last time I sent him on an errand, Jeffrey Epstein ended up dead in a hotel.
Whoa, come on.
Jerry.
You didn't do that.
That's for all fair.
That's for all fair. That's unrelated.
It's total fun. We're just having total
just
fun.
Just fun.
Jeffrey Epstein suicide jokes. Just total fun with those.
Total fun.
Total fun. That's right. We are, but we do. So we got one more preseason game.
You said that kind of
pre-season.
Weird. Yeah. We got one more preseason game. And then we're going to move into that regular season, and then the march to the Super Bowl begins.
You bet. Let's go.
I got to tell you, I need to win one. I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm not getting any younger. And I'm on my second round of all my major organs. So I need to win one this year. It's Super Bowl or bust. And I promise you that if I do not win a Super Bowl this year, I will turn over this team to Stephen Elizabeth Jones, my son.
Really?
Wow, that's huge news.
We did not go to the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to hold you to that.
Let me walk that back and just go with a mohawk. Let me just go with a mohawk.
Hey, that'd be fun, too.
Yeah, you may be in good company
almost
there.
Got one, yeah.
Hey, believe me, when I take this hairpiece off, it looks like I got a mohawk. Good morning to you.
All right, good morning. We'll see you. Here goes Jerry. 8:46 on the ticket.